Welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's third Tuesday Go to Natchitoches show. Founded in 1714, Natchitoches is the original French colony and the oldest city in the beautiful state of Louisiana. Today, we're going to talk about some of the summer festivals that are happening and also catch up about Travel and Tourism Week that just happened, and also talk about how Natchitoches is part of the Jefferson Highway that runs from Winnipeg, Canada, down to New Orleans. And so, of course, whenever we talk about Natchitoches, by the way, it is spelled N-A-T-C-H-I-T-O-C-H-E-S, but pronounced Natchitoches. Every time we talk about Natchitoches, you know Arlene Gould is back on the show with us. And Arlene is the executive director of the Natchitoches Convention and Visitor Bureau. And you can go to their website, Natchitoches.com, for all information. That link is in the show notes. So it'll be easier probably for everyone to grab it there. But Arlene, how are you? Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back with you ladies, Nancy and Lisa. Thank you for having me.
It seems that you've been busy, man. Every time I look on social media, it's like Natchitoches just had the American Rose Society hanging out. You got parties. I mean, even now there's festivals happening as we're recording this. It's like Natchitoches is partying, man. What's going on?
Never a dull moment. And I have to say, since you mentioned the American Rose Society, a big shout out to those folks. They were in Shreveport for their national conference and Rose Show at the American Rose Center. And they took a day trip out here last Sunday to help us kick off National Travel and Tourism Week. So it started out, I met these people at the Rose Parade. And it started out, you know, we might have, you know, one full bus of people that wanted to come for a day trip. It turned into three full charter buses and 15 cars following.
Wow.
So it was awesome. It was great. We loved it. It was wonderful.
That's cool.
Well, Nancy and I have been to the American Rose Society's, their garden. And I love this because the rose is our... Yeah, in Shreveport, and it's our national flower. And we've done so much on roses and met people and in the society as well. And I think it really ties back to Natchitoches. I mean, you've got the steel magnolias, they've got the roses up there, but there's flowers everywhere in Louisiana, irises, you know. And what I love about this too, I mean, it ties back to the Rose Bowl as well, but doesn't this also connect with Louisiana being part of no man's land? And also Louisiana, or I should say, that corridor connecting to the Jefferson Highway from where they were coming from?
Well, No Man's Land is the western part, western edge of Louisiana territory before, you know, the Sabine River separates it from Texas. And then, of course, Shreveport is not part of the No Man's Land, but just south of there, starting in the DeSoto Parish near Mansfield. It is part of the No Man's Land area. But yes, Jefferson Highway is part, it runs along right near the American Rose Center. It's off of the Jefferson Page Road in Shreveport, Western Shreveport. And so the Jefferson Highway crosses it, but not so much the No Man's Land.
Okay, so Jefferson Highway, that's a big deal because you've got your own park and you guys have a new sign, I believe, you know, promoting the tourist camp.
We did. Mm-hmm. We did. We dedicated a sign just a couple of weeks ago at Northwestern State University in front of the Eugene Watson Library. The site where the library sits used to be 100 years ago. The Natchitoches Tourist Camp, which was along the Jefferson Highway. And we had found documentation in the old Natchitoches Times newspaper from July 1922 announcing that it was just recently opened and grand opening. So, 101 years ago, where the library is today, it used to be the Natchitoches Campground, Natchitoches Tourist Campground. So it's like... So,
because they were car camping back then too. They were car camping, and I'm wondering, were they hanging out with alligators? You know,
well, they said that it offered plenty. The campsite said that it offered plenty of shade. It had running water, and they gave out free fuel. I mean, can you imagine free gasoline, free fuel? But this is when cars were first rolling off. These were when cars were being rolling off the, you know, the production lines in the early, you know, 1920s. And so they didn't have very many hard surface roads for these cars. So, yeah, that was a big thing for cars to travel up and down from Canada down to the, you know, to the south in the wintertime to stay a little bit warm, I guess, get out of the cold winter.
Wow.
So, yeah, we find it funny whenever we read these and say, oh, my gosh, look at this. And then we laugh about, you know, the way it was back then. But, yep, free fuel at the tourist camp.
I'd like some free fuel.
It also said that it was available for legitimate tourists.
Oh, legitimate.
Legitimate. They put that part in there. Had to be a legitimate tourist.
Oh, my gosh. That is really, really funny. I love that. So how was Tourism Week? Because I know you celebrated in Louisiana's estate. You know, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser was thanking you on Facebook today. Yeah, you guys did a lot.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we, you know, like I said, you know, it kicked off from it was the 40th anniversary nationally to recognize the importance and the impact that tourism and travel has on our economy. So this year it's May 7th through the 13th, and like I said, we welcome the Rose Society people on Sunday, and Monday we were recognized at the city council meeting, and the mayor and the city councilman, and did a little presentation there and got a proclamation, and then we hosted a travel writer who was here for a couple of days, and then we talked to the Kiwanis Club and did a presentation. And, you know, when you're talking to these local business leaders, and, you know, they know that we're there and what we're doing, but when it's nice to have that one-on-one and talk to them and let them know this is what we're doing. And then afterwards they're like, wow, y'all are doing a great job. Keep it up. It's like, well, you know what? We love what we're doing. We love bringing people to come to see our community because we're so proud of it. And then yesterday we ended up the week, Rebecca Blankenbaker from the Cane River National Heritage Area and Carrie Mordoff, the superintendent of the Cane River Creole National Historical Park, and Janae Bittescombe, the director of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. We had a program open to the public, a lunch and learn for people to come to the Sports Hall of Fame, and we did a presentation on the economic impact of cultural tourism and on what tourism does for our community. But I can tell you, I'm going to give you some numbers because, you know, we're a small town of 18,000 residents. And even our parish, which most everybody else has counties, it's less than 40,000 residents. So we're still pretty rural, and we're so blessed to have, you know, the national park sites and the national forests and the national fish hatchery, the state museum, and some of these other what I call gems. I mean, Natchitoches is really blessed to have all these attractions and things for people to come and see and do and visit. But in 2021, I don't have 2022 numbers rounded up yet, but in 2021, Natchitoches had over $80.2 million in visitor spending. In other words, those are visitors that came to our community and spent that money. It provided, you know, over 1,000 direct jobs and over $29 million just in earnings for those jobs.
That's awesome.
The best part that I like about it is it's the local taxes that, you know, that visitors leave in our community. They left over $9 million in state and local taxes in 2021. And you have to remember, that was just coming out of COVID year.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Well, I think this is important when we talk about this. I know we're talking about, hey, what's see and do in Natchitoches, the beginning of summer here. But I think it's for us as travelers, you know, especially when you fall in love with places, you know, where we, you know, decide to choose our money, is important and what we do with it. And I think when when you know that you've invested in that community, that you really had a good experience, it's not only, hey, you're helping, because what I Nancy, I know you concur with me on this, the Natchitoches has small mom and pop stores, mom and pop run restaurants. Mm-hmm. It is the epitome of small town America, but very historic too, right? So you're investing preservation of history in small business. You're also investing in, obviously all the historic sites and everything, but it also goes into tourism money goes into everything when it comes to that, right? Mm-hmm. If you're helping a local community, which helps kids have a better future. It helps schools have more funding. It helps the parks that you visit have more funding. And everybody, and the better it is for the visitor, that means the community itself is healthy and happy.
Right.
Yeah, you can't have good tourism if you don't have a happy and healthy community.
Well, it boils down to for that money that the visitors came and spent in our community, that saved each household in Natchitoches about $653 in taxes that they would have otherwise had to pay, for fire protection and policemen and, all the other things that, all of our tax money goes to. But yeah, for visitor spending that has been, here in Natchitoches, it saved our Natchitoches household residents $653 a year per household.
So, wow.
Yep.
That's a pretty good way to look at it,
That is really, really cool. And I mean, just we love Natchitoches and we want you all to have as much money as possible. roll it in, people.
It's not so much about the money. It's not so much about the money, you're right. It's about the experience and, and the history and the culture and just, coming here and getting to experience what we have to offer to visitors. We're always trying to improve that and make it a significant, experience.
We're doing so much on shows now about regenerative tourism and transformational tourism. And I think that's important for travelers and communities and destinations to know about more and more, because it is the investment, but transformational is about getting out there and making really good memories when you come home from someplace and really get an understanding. And I think Natchitoches does that, because once it gets under your skin, you keep going back, like Nancy and I. It's it's like if when you go to Natchitoches, you get an understanding of intense history, and you can be part of history that we all love books and everything, but going to these places and really seeing what a sharecropper's cabin is like, what slave quarters were like, then you can get a real understanding and talking to people and understanding the different cultures, the diversity that you have, and how everyone gets along. I know we're going to talk about this later, but and on a future show, the folk festival that Nancy and I went to, we still to this day cannot stop telling people about it. We talk about it on so many radio shows about something very authentic. And it was transformational for me personally, was seeing Goldman Thibodeau, meeting a basket weaver. Who says her tribe, there's only 600 left in her tribe. And her dad is the one who helped put the language, their tribal language, back together and got it documented at the Library of Congress. So going and having these interactions with people, that's transformational. And then there's things you can get involved with. And like Briarwood is a good example of regenerative travel. It's not necessarily volunteering, but you can go on these citizen science events that they do, like bird watching and also counting different species of plants and animals and things like that. And you learn so much, but you're also helping them with something. And from doing something like that, you understand a region far better. And a piece of that is the, we all want to have what the locals experience is. And it goes far more than going to the locals dive bar, though you have drive through daiquiris and good restaurants and bars too. Just saying.
I I did one of those yesterday after it was a long week. I said, it's Friday, it's after work. I'm going to get me my cold, refreshing beverage and head home and relax, you know?
Yep.
So, but Natchitoches has, it's special. And, you know, I have the pleasure and the honor of welcoming visitors at our Welcome Center there on Front Street in the Historic District, coming from, and literally we've had several international visitors coming recently, last couple of weeks. We're seeing more and more international visitors, but they're pleasantly surprised when I ask them, you know, how do you like it or whatever, and they just look at you and they're like, it's so quaint. It's just so, you know, with the flower baskets and the river running through it and the brick streets and the old buildings. And it's just kind of, it's a unique destination. That's all I can say.
It's like it's almost like you're in a different planet. You know, well, I mean, especially if you come from a large city and you go somewhere Bangladesh, and the scenery, like, I mean, your downtown is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much natural scenery.
And the flowers.
And the flowers that you don't feel like you're in the middle of a city at all. And everybody seems so, hey, how are you? You know, hi, y'all. And they're just,
hey, y'all.
Well, yeah, you know, hey, it's y'all. Like, yeah, it is. It's a totally different experience than a lot of other cities. And, you know, I think each city has its own personality.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't feel like that Natchitoches is like a city.
Mm-mm. I don't feel like a city there at all. I mean, you guys have Walmart and stuff, but like, seriously. Hey, listen, Walmart's in Louisiana. That's a state institution. That's part of life there. But listen, the other thing, listen, it's also part of like the food and everything, like meat pies, you know.
Yeah, the food, and, the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gas station that. Food. Yeah. Yeah, and there's a food trail for that, by the way. Gas station eats food trail that is really cool to do. And seriously, haven't been to Louisiana and to gas station food places, you are missing out on both. You get meat pies.
I'll be pleasantly surprised for sure.
That's your meat pie festival is September 16th. I know I'm looking ahead towards the beginning of fall, but I'm just saying, y'all.
Yeah,
I've got the y'alls now.
Our Zydeco Festival is usually on Labor Day weekend in September. And then usually second or third week in September is the Meat Pie Festival. Yep.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Cool. You were talking about the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And that's a big event that every July. And I was looking, it's July 27th through 30th.
Yes.
That's the induction celebration.
It is a big, and I have to apologize. I don't have a list of, you know, all the inductees that's going to be inducted this year. There's usually a class, you know, 8 to 10 every year that's inducted. But one name stands out that I just have to mention, and that would be New Orleans native and Eli Manning, brother of Peyton Manning and son of Archie Manning, who are already inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Of course, his dad, I remember watching him playing in the Saints games as a quarterback way back when. And of course, you know, Peyton, famous quarterback. And so now Eli will be inducted. It'll be the first time we have a father and two sons inducted, all inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So we have a couple of father and son, I think two or three, but not father and two sons. So this is awesome.
And I always have to tell people, when you go to the Sports Hall of Fame, you got to go say hi to Terry Bradshaw. He's in there. I don't know why.
Right. He is.
I just think he's a character. So he's fun. He's fun. I watched, you remember that TV show he was on with William Shatner and the Fonz? And they were traveling around the country and around the world in an RV together and doing all these experiences.
Oh, my gosh.
No, seriously, if you haven't seen it, that's a hoot. And so that's how I got to know Terry Bradshaw more than anything. Was like, because it seriously, it's hysterical. So if you haven't seen that, you've got to see that. But really speaking of that, one thing people can do on summer is follow the film trail, the Natchitoches Film Trail, which you have.
But I do want to go back and tell you, because I have to add in about Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, cool.
I actually, you know, I was born and raised in New Orleans, but I did finish my last year of high school in Shreveport, Louisiana. And wouldn't you know, I graduated from the same high school as Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, cool. Very good.
I bet you didn't know that.
No, there's always something new about Arlene.
That's right.
And she can cook. You know, we're just going to put a big commercial for Arlene. You know, yeah, but I know he's fun. But so everyone, Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, the induction celebration. You can go on their website, and they've got an awesome museum connected. But yes, the film history is a big deal. Steel Magnolias being filmed there. You've got a John Wayne film. You've got Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. You got a whole bunch. And so when you travel, I want to go back and redo the Cane River Heritage Byway, that scenic route. And you go along Cane River Lake. Scenic Byway. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. And it's beautiful. Is. All the churches, the historic sites. And you showed us rundown old jute joints that, you know.
They're not even there anymore. I know that y'all got out and took pictures of Bubba's, the old McTwire Brothers juke joint, but it's not there anymore. It was so dilapidated they tore it down. That is a very nice area. You know, when Congress designated that Cane River National Heritage Area back in the 1992-93 era, they, you know, it played a huge part in America's history. And so there's probably, I want to say, about 32 miles on the actual trail on the Cane River Scenic Byway that you can travel up and down, you know, along Cane River. And the stories are endless. I mean, they just go on and on and on, you know.
That's what we like about you. Like, it just is, you know, there's no end to talk about something new or, you know, something historic. So lots of history and lots of sites to see during the summer on that. But so we've got going back to the events. So Cane River Zydeco Festival, I was looking it up, is September 2nd through 3rd. So the Meat Pie Festival, September 16th. I'm going backwards because I'm blonde. No, sorry, terrible joke. Terrible joke. Don't send me the emails. I am blonde, so I'm allowed to say it. 43rd annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. Everyone, this is like we were saying. Nancy and I still can't get past that event at all. Nancy, that was probably one of the, we've been to a lot of music events and festivals. Mm-hmm. Was that not one of them? And it's not just music. I mean, it's folk art. There's a lady teaching us how to make a broom, you know, how to make those Pisanki eggs. You know, and then all the dancing.
Beautiful.
Zydeco, Cajun.
Interesting.
And yeah, Tab Benoit in there. Did I pronounce his name correctly? Yeah, he was performing that year.
Benoit was inducted that year. That's right.
Yeah.
Master Folk Hall of Fame. Yeah.
He did a good speech too. Seminar. Mm-hmm. Mm. He's nice.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that speech.
Oh, super awesome.
Yeah, that one speech. Because that event has also these like mini seminars, you know, workshops and people talking. He was talking about the environment and clean water, and so that was really cool. But now what's this new celebration?
Tab is an awesome blues guitarist, but most and more importantly, he is one of your biggest supporters of conservation. I mean, he, you know, was one of the founders of the Voices of the Wetland, which are some other famous Louisiana musicians that, you know, sang and wrote many songs to talk about, you know, saving our wetlands, because he lived it. I mean, that's his backyard, and he sees it disappearing. We all do, you know.
Yep.
He's a great guy. Great guy.
Speaking of wetlands and rivers, Cane River, you told me once that Johnny Cash and his buddy, is it Jimmy Stewart, used to perform out
there?
Johnny Horton. That's it. Yeah. Why did I think Jimmy
Johnny
Stewart?
Cash and Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton died at a young age. I want to say he died in 1959 in a car accident, and he only had just a couple of hits. But yeah, Johnny Horton and Johnny Cash here on Cane River in Natchitoches had a bait company where they did fish baits, you know, and they used to go fishing on Cane River. And yeah, that's a cool story. I like that story. Mm. A lot of people don't realize that, but yeah. As a matter of fact, during our tricentennial year, we had a really big exhibit in the Sports Hall of Fame during June, during our sports, you know, and outdoor recreation month that we were celebrating. That's what our exhibit was on, that Cane River Bait Company exhibit with Johnny Cash and Johnny Horton. And I recently in the last couple of weeks, reached out to the company that did those exhibits. And they sent me the file on the, you know, because this is over 10 years ago or about 10 years ago. But so now I have in my little toolbox all the history stuff of the exhibit from the Cane River Bait Company. So don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I sure like having it. And
wow, cool.
I might one day do an exhibit, you know, because we did that one for tricentennial year in 2014. But who's to say we won't do another one in the future, you know? So
cool. Yeah, I like this. So celebration on the Cane, what is happening? That is your 4th of July celebration, right? Big party?
Yes.
Are you, fireworks?
We always do big fireworks. Yeah. And I think that our fireworks show is actually going to be on this Saturday. Is it July 1st? Because I think July 4th is on a Tuesday this year. Mm. So it'll be on the Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So, but we normally do a really nice fireworks show down on the riverbank. And you've been to our riverbank area. Mm. It's real nice with the amphitheater. And people like to come out and do a little picnic lunch and just hang out and wait for the fireworks and, you know, listen to some music and whatever. So, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. It is so hot in the middle of the day, so that going towards the evenings, you know, it gets a little bit cooler when the sun starts to go down. Mm. And, of course, you have to wait till it gets dark for fireworks. But we're going to do a celebration on the Cane and celebrate our, you know, country's Independence Day and kick off a nice holiday weekend, long weekend for everybody.
So then also the Juneteenth celebration, you have that happening June 17th through 18th.
Yes. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of activities around town that the city is working on for that. And for Juneteenth, last year was the first year it was recognized as a national holiday. So we are going to do some activities annually to celebrate Juneteenth with our community. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes real sense. And I wanted to ask, is the cemetery tours and farmers markets for when people come to, because that's like a monthly or weekly for the farmers markets, right?
Yeah, farmers market is every Saturday and it ends on July 29th. That will be the last one through July. And the cemetery tour, they have a free tour on the first Friday of the month, a guided tour. But anybody can go for a self-guided tour, you know, during the week, you know, when the cemetery is open over at the American Cemetery. And we have my visitor center has a ton of brochures and maps and guidebooks and different things for people, you know, to come and see what it is that they want to see and do while they're here visiting Natchitoches.
Cool. Arlene, always fun to have you on the show. Nancy, mm-hmm. we need to get our butts back to Natchitoches.
I know.
It's almost July. That's our annual pilgrimage time to go.
That's right.
It is.
You have the date, so whenever you're ready, you come on.
I know. Our car just knows. Like, if we're anywhere near Louisiana, she starts pulling in that direction and telling cars to get off the road, get out of the way. We're making our own road to Natchitoches. But listen, that's actually a really good point. Can you give everyone that overview of how close Natchitoches is? I mean, you know, it's you're so close to like Dallas and Little Rock, to major.
We are. And I was talking about this yesterday. You know, if you put a dot in the middle that represents Natchitoches, we are 4 hours to New Orleans, to our south. And then, of course, to our southwest, 4 hours to Houston, to our west, 4 hours to Dallas. To our north is right at 4 hours to Little Rock, Arkansas, and then to our east, we're about 4 hours from Jackson, Mississippi. So nice, you know, fly drive or, you know, a lot of times we have visitors that fly into Dallas, or a lot of international visitors that fly into Dallas or New Orleans, and they drive, you know, so they're coming right through and they're stopping and, you know, discovering and celebrating with us, you know, if we're having events going on and exploring and just enjoying, you know, Natchitoches and all that it has to offer.
Awesome. Awesome. Everyone, Natchitoches.com is the place to go to. And everyone, the links are, again, are in the show notes. No matter where you're listening, you'll be able to find them there. But it's Natchitoches.com. And also you can find out more. Go to BigBlendRadio.com to tune in every third Tuesday here. We cover Natchitoches. And next month, we'll be talking more about what you can experience in the summer, like Tisatchi National Forest, the Folk Festival, all the different festivals coming up. But there's always something to do. We'll talk about the parks and some of the art and outdoor projects. There's always something happening because Natchitoches likes to celebrate, y'all. I don't care what it is. They're going to celebrate it.
It's a party.
Thanks so much, Arlene.
We are so happy to join you all and on the show, and we look forward to seeing you soon.